From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. Secretary of Defense Jim Mattis said Thursday the military is investigating the deaths of four American soldiers in Niger earlier this month at the hands of Islamic jihadists. He told reporters a full investigation is underway into the incident, as is the case any time a U.S. service member is killed, and the military would release any new information it receives in a timely fashion.
One point I would make, having seen some of the news reports, the U.S. military does not leave its troops behind, and I would just ask that you not question the actions of the troops who were caught in the firefight and question whether or not they did everything they could in order to bring everyone out at once. And I would also ask you don't confuse your need for accurate information with our ability to provide it immediately in a situation like this.
White House Chief of Staff John Kelly defended President Donald Trump's handling of the deaths of the U.S. service members and delivered an intense emotional rebuke to those who he accused of politicizing the issue. Speaking at a White House press briefing Thursday, Kelly said he was stunned when a U.S. Congresswoman, Frederica Wilson, accused Mr. Trump of being insensitive to the mother of a fallen soldier during a recent phone call. Congresswoman Wilson on Tuesday claimed that Mr. Trump inappropriately told the widow of Sergeant LaDavid Johnson that he knew what he signed up for during a phone call in which Mr. Trump offered his sympathy. Johnson and three other U.S. Special Forces were killed by Islamic State-linked militants earlier this month in an incident near the Niger-Mali border that has raised questions about the quality of U.S. intelligence. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is heading to the Middle East Friday, attending the first meeting between the governments of Saudi Arabia and Iraq, and exploring ways of improving relations between the two countries. The inaugural Coordination Council meeting comes amid a warming of relations between Riyadh and Baghdad. The gathering is seen as part of a U.S. effort to reduce Iran's increasing influence in Iraq by encouraging Baghdad to align more with Riyadh. Iran is also a huge concern of ours, not just in Iraq, but throughout the region, according to State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert on Thursday. In an extended Oval Office meeting, Puerto Rico's governor has pleaded with President Donald Trump for equal treatment for the hurricane-devastated island, repeatedly reminding him that Puerto Ricans are U.S. citizens. Mr. Trump defended the federal government's response to the devastation left a month ago by Hurricane Maria. The president declared the response in Puerto Rico by the U.S. government a 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. The governor of the U.S. Commonwealth declined to put a grade on the response, but did say that we're thankful to the president for supporting these petitions to Congress and promising no U.S. citizen will be left behind. Iraq, Kurdistan's two main political families and their supporters traded accusations of blame Wednesday for the Iraqi army's easy takeover this week of the city of Kirkuk and other disputed areas in northern Iraq, which the Kurds seized from the Islamic State terror group 3 years ago. Some Kurdish leaders express fears that Kurdistan could be split into two if things worsen, taking the region back to when it was divided during a three-year-long civil war between Iraqi Kurds in the 1990s. North Korea is likely just months away from being capable of striking the United States with a nuclear missile. That's according to two top U.S. officials. CIA Director Mike Pompeo told a forum in Washington Thursday he is deeply worried about the advancing threat from North Korea and the possibility it could launch a warhead. And also, U.S. National Security Advisor General H.R. McMaster said that he was also concerned. Two former U.S. presidents Thursday spoke of the divisiveness currently in America. 43rd President George W. Bush did not speak of President Trump in a New York speech, but his message seemed aimed at him for his frequent Twitter taunts against political rivals and his attempts to curb immigration into the U.S. and abandonment of international trade deals. Also, during a campaign rally in Richmond, Virginia, south of Washington, D.C., 44th President Barack Obama was very critical of the state of national politics. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.